Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. It's 9:04. This is WHYY's Morning Edition from Philadelphia. Our news partner 6ABC reports protesters remained at the gate Thursday morning, facing off with ICE agents outside Delaney Hall Migrant Detention Center in Newark, New Jersey, where a hunger strike is underway. The protesters have clashed with ICE agents over the last few days, including again on Wednesday night, and three people have been arrested. Delaney Hall is a privately run facility with 1,000 beds. There are about 300 detainees inside, and they have tablets apparently to communicate with the outside. Protesters say they plan to remain planted on the lawns and sidewalks outside Delaney Hall until all detainees are released. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro has a plan to attract responsible data center development in the state from WHYY's Climate Desk. Zoe Reed reports the governor's proposal would offer tax incentives to developers that promise to protect the environment and the electric grid.
Power-hungry data centers are popping up to meet the demand for artificial intelligence, but the facilities use a lot of energy, leading to higher electricity bills for everyone. They also use millions of gallons of water to prevent servers from overheating. Shapiro's plan would create a pathway for data center development by offering tax incentives and a streamlined permitting process. But those perks would only be available to data centers that pay for their own energy use. They'd also have to reduce their impacts on the environment, create at least 200 construction jobs, and invest in community programs. State lawmakers would need to pass legislation to implement the governor's proposed standards. From the Climate Desk, Zoe Reed, WHYY News.
Meanwhile, New Jersey Governor Mike Sherrill has unveiled a plan to shield ratepayers from picking up the tab for the vast energy use of data centers. More from WHYY's David Matthau.
The governor says she's working with the legislature to establish a set of rules that will make data centers pay their own way.
We're going to require them to bring their energy to the grid, contracting with their own power generators, and paying for the grid upgrades needed to handle the larger load.
Sherrill says guidelines are also being crafted to require data centers to report how much power and water they use, help the communities where they're located financially, and hire union workers to construct their facilities. She says, quote, "I'm on a mission to drive down energy costs in our state." From the New Jersey Desk, David Matthau, WHYY News.
And a proposed data center campus in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, faced strong opposition and support at a crowded Upper Merion Township Planning Commission meeting last night, highlighting a divide among residents over the development. Checking your forecast, we'll have some sunshine today along with clouds. The winds will be busy 10 to 20 miles an hour with a high of 77 degrees. It's 69 in Philly at 9:07. This is WHYY.